this on?
This is for crap!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano. Welcome back, and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Yeah, how is your assignment?
It's 1 week, for the love of God. I was in Chicago for work,
On assignment.
Okay.
Joe was on assignment.
All I know is it's been 3 weeks and no birthday gift.
Did you finish?
He was trying to get a CM Punk
Eric,
interview.
Did you finish your assignment?
I brought a birthday gift.
Oh!
Last week when you weren't
fall
here.
Fall into the gap.
And I already opened it.
I can't wait.
I know you're a professional, so I bought you some nice polo shirt.
Thanks, you. Or a sweater. I needed a nice sweater.
A deep V sweater.
Getting chilly this time of year in Houston.
He needed a new Marvel shirt. That's obvious.
It's not even stapled?
No.
God. No.
Minimal
like,
effort.
Yeah.
All right.
No fun wrapping by Eric. This is like a fuck you present.
Last time I wrapped it, I got bitched at because there was shit everywhere.
Well, maybe just don't use glitter.
Enjoy this or not?
Go ahead.
God, don't make the birthday boy cry.
Like I said, glitter.
Again, it's not even your shirt fit perfectly.
It's not even your birth month anymore.
No.
And you're welcome.
Look at this. Woo! The Nature Boy! You know what's funny? What popped up on my feed today was like Ric Flair promos.
Yeah,
and
really?
Like I got lost in it for 15 minutes.
Oh, easily.
They're so good. God, he's had the best.
Wow, look
there
at that.
There he is, the GOAT. Ric Flair.
Just like on your birthday or Christmas when you hold it up and show the camera.
Yeah.
Hold it up and show the camera. Yeah. It's a Ric Flair t-shirt.
Ric Flair.
Now, these come with an obligation.
What is it, an assignment?
Yes.
Oh,
well,
I got
as you can see, it's the size of like a vibrator, Joe. So.
I got.
Spoiler alert, it's a vibrator.
Come on, Andrew. Please be anal beads. Please be anal beads. Oh, my God.
So now whenever you talk as Macho Man on the show, you have to wear those.
These are, glasses.
Macho Man glasses.
These are amazing. I might pull a Josh.
Oh, no.
Wear these the entire
Great.
Show.
Now the NXT AEW recaps are two douches in sunglasses.
No.
And me.
Only main show. I'm only main show with glasses.
Right.
The funny part
about
these.
That could be the name of it. Two douches and glasses.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's like polka dots or stuff on the front of glasses. Yeah. The funny part about these is they completely block your vision. You don't think that they'd be able to see through it. I can't see anything.
You can't see anything?
Not at all.
Can I see what they're like?
Hey, guys. Ooh, yeah. The cream of the crop rises to the top.
Here.
They buried me on A&E. Yeah, right. What the hell was that about?
Oh, yeah. How are you supposed to do anything with these on?
Hey, when
you're supposed to talk in front of a camera and that's it.
That's it. When you're Macho Man, what do you got to see? Only people see me. Yeah.
All I see is hair.
Right.
Ho.
Ooh, right.
Hey, hey, ho, ho.
Stupid.
Love it.
Hair. Ooh.
Yeah.
Andrew's like, these are fucking stupid because he's jealous he doesn't have any.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think
we need to drive home with those.
Yeah. I liked how
that'll be a fun drive.
I liked how on the A&E biography, they actually showed the clip of him telling Elizabeth to shut up and keep polishing that belt.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, wow, you just picked all the worst clips, but like somehow the best ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were weird. I mean, obviously you heard stories of how Randy was with Elizabeth, but they were like, they were acting as if like the stuff in the ring was like all real stuff that was going on.
Right.
Right. Just like, all right, come on now.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's a big show. We have to recap SmackDown. He's not on the show.
It's a big show.
Thank God thank God for AEW for signing him.
Yeah.
So we never have to like see him just randomly come out on a Raw
and guess if he's heel or face.
To guess if he's heel or face and like just interrupt some match that he has nothing to do with.
Yep.
Thank God for you, Tony Khan. Thank you for paying.
Bless you, sir.
For paying Paul White all that money to do nothing.
Yes.
Thank you. Bless you.
So yeah, we have to recap SmackDown, Raw, and then we have to give our predictions for WrestleMania.
Backlash.
Yes.
Backlash.
Oh. Yeah. So. Sounded better for
WrestleMania. Yeah.
It's just no backlash. It's just like WrestleMania.
It is
How
WrestleMania.
Do we take the big event of the year and make it less significant.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Use the name again and again.
Yeah.
They've already confirmed WrestleMania Money in the Bank.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
WrestleMania in the Bank.
WrestleMania Extreme Rules.
WrestleMania rules.
WrestleMania Slam. No longer SummerSlam. It's WrestleMania Slam.
WrestleMania series.
Yeah. Hell in a WrestleMania.
I was about to say that. I was going to go WrestleMania in a cell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vince is like, we can't put hell anymore. That's a bad word. We can have bad words. God. WrestleMania in a cell.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Nope. I don't know. No one knows. Night of WrestleMania. That's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. Night of WrestleMania.
Very and then nice. WrestleMania LC. Yeah. WLC. And
obviously, the WrestleMania Rumble.
Yeah, WrestleMania Rumble. Wrestle Rumble. Yeah.
Wrestle Rumble.
Wait, isn't that an actual thing?
Ready to Rumble? Yeah, maybe.
Wrestle Rumble?
I don't know. Who gives a shit? Anyways, we got three new patrons this week, so thank you to Jamal Foster, Kev Griffin, and Anthony Haney. Thank you for signing up. Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. What?
Well, you forgot about a pay-per-view that they're going to bring back this year.
What's that?
Great Balls of WrestleMania.
Yes. Great WrestleMania of WrestleMania. And last year's Backlash main event was the greatest match ever.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Orton versus Edge.
Guess what's not
on
that this year?
Mm. What's that?
A greatest match ever.
No.
Because they can't live up to that hype.
Oh, no, certainly not. So anyways, we have the throwback edition of SmackDown.
More like the throw-up edition.
If you were expecting something cool, like
how fucking dare you?
Were you expecting to be fisted? Were you expecting anything cool, like people to come back that were fun back then? Like The Rock or Stone Cold Undertaker? Guess again.
Oh, yeah. No. They brought the fist back. The fist was there.
Yeah. Digitally enhanced.
CGI fist.
Jesus.
Someone posted it upside down on social media and it looked like they was giving me the finger. Like, oh, you wanted the fist? Fuck you.
Yeah. Right. Like, that's
Vince probably said we should put it upside down.
Yeah.
Just fuck the fist.
So I was thinking maybe we'd get like the old intro, like, you know, the original SmackDown intro or something.
And right.
Maybe it like would resemble something of the old SmackDown.
Yeah.
But no, it was more like a random episode from the 80s. Before SmackDown was a thing.
Correct.
Didn't make any sense. This is not a throwback edition of SmackDown at all.
No. Except for Teddy Long and Michael Cole in denim. Those are the only two things.
That's it.
That was it. You're right. Like, even when they showed the verses, this is like from 83.
Yeah.
This wasn't for SmackDown.
I didn't understand. Yeah. I don't get it. Why are you doing this to us?
Yeah.
So Roman Reigns comes out with his bitches. Paul Heyman was literally stroking the Universal Championship.
Right.
Like jacking it off.
Yeah.
And Heyman says, this is a eulogy of Daniel Bryan, and we're going to have a 10-bell salute. Although Heyman just does the bell noises himself, and Roman laughs.
Yeah, that was funny.
Couldn't disrespect real dead people.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So Reigns says, Daniel Bryan wouldn't acknowledge me, so I got rid of him, and we replaced him with someone who will acknowledge me, and... Hey, it's the return of Jimmy Uso.
Here comes your brother.
That's right. Here comes your cousin.
Yeah.
And then your cousin's brother, which is it's your cousin. So,
not really your cousin.
So they're all celebrating. Then Cesaro comes out and says, you can never replace Daniel Bryan, but I don't have time for you tonight, Roman, because I have a match with Seth Rollins. And then he's attacked from behind by Seth Rollins. I like how he came out to tell Roman, I don't have time for you.
Shield.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just out here to tell you I don't have time to be out here. All right. So,
all right.
And by the way, that all right guy is about to attack me. So,
all right.
Refs and officials separate.
You're right. All right.
Yeah. Refs and officials separate the two of them, but then out comes Teddy Long.
Oh, no.
And, don't do it. Who's going one on one with The Undertaker?
Yeah. Well, don't spoil
it. He makes that joke later. Yeah.
So Teddy says, by the power granted to me by WWE official Adam Pearce, I now proclaim that if Cesaro beats Seth Rollins tonight, then he will get a Universal Championship title match at WrestleMania Backlash.
How has this not been decided yet? When he said that, I was like, wait, we haven't had this match yet? This match hasn't been official?
Well, what's funny is he said if Cesaro wins, then Cesaro gets a title shot. If Seth Rollins wins, he doesn't get a title shot.
No. Had his chance.
He didn't say that.
Well, we've seen that match before.
So if Cesaro loses this match, Roman doesn't have to defend his title, I guess.
Probably not.
Backlash.
Probably not.
So we got... Cesaro gets in the ring, but Reigns immediately throws him out, and then Seth throws Cesaro into the steel steps. And we got Cesaro versus Seth Rollins.
There we go. Let's start it off fresh. Yes.
With both Usos ringside.
Us and Us.
Seth hits the superplex into the Falcon Arrow, but Cesaro kicks out.
Wait,
and
he tried to pin him after that?
Yeah.
Wow, he's 0 for the century.
Yes, 0 forever.
0 for infinity.
0 forever.
Yeah. So Jimmy distracted the ref, and Jay was about to attack Cesaro outside the ring, but Seth told Jay, "Hey, I'm not Roman. I don't need your help. Stay out of my business."
Uh-oh.
And Jay shoved Jay down. Seth shoved Jay down. Yeah, like you're a heel. You cheat every match, Seth.
Right.
Like, what's the problem here? So he shoves Jay down, and then Jimmy super kicks Seth, and then Cesaro dove onto Jimmy, then brought Seth back in the ring and hits the neutralizer for the win. So there you go. Cesaro versus Reigns at Backlash.
Now it's official.
Backstage, Rollins tells Reigns that son of a bitch Jimmy cost me the match. Should I be pissed at him or should I be pissed at you? And Reigns says, yeah, my cousin screwed you over, but by you losing, you screwed me over. And when it comes to my family, I'll handle that too. And Seth says, okay, we're cool, but you handle him or I will.
No, and this was kind of, actually, I like the fact that they still had, even though they're both bad guys, like they still have mutual respect for each other where they can just have that conversation. You know what I mean? Like his cousin did screw Seth over. You know what I mean? He's like, hey, dude, remember when we were friends? Mm-hmm. Anyway, listen, your cousin kind of screwed me. I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool that they stayed in character yet still were able to have a little meeting.
Sure. So backstage, Teddy Long thanks Sonya Deville for the stipulation that she gave him to announce. Although when he came out, he said that Adam Pearce gave him
the power. Like He-Man.
But Adam Pearce isn't even there tonight. She's like, when I heard Adam Pearce was unavailable, I thought I was going to be working alone, but it's an honor to be working with a Hall of Famer like yourself.
I guess he had to call him and imbue him with the power over the phone.
Yes. Oh, yeah, there is cell phones now, huh?
I guess so. Yeah. I'm shocked we didn't see a video of Adam Pearce making that phone call.
Right, right.
True.
So then Sami Zayn walks up and he asks Teddy for an IC title shot against Apollo Crews, but of course, he's got another idea.
Tonight, you will go one-on-one with The Undertaker!
Oh! I'm not sure that's better. He's retired, Teddy. He's retired. Marty's retired.
All right, forget that.
Let's focus on...
Forget that. Yeah. Tonight, you're going to be in a tag team match with Apollo Crews.
I don't really want to team with Apollo Crews. He's the one holding the Intercontinental Championship, and his commander Aziz actually damaged my trachea last
night. Sammy, player, you're going to need all the help you can get out there against Kevin Owens, Big E, the Street Profits, and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Teddy, that's a 5-on-2 match.
That's a 10-man tag team match.
Well, who else is on my team?
Otis, Chad Gable.
Otis, Chad Gable. And King Booker!
Jesus Christ.
I mean, of course, King Corbin.
Why they drew that out so long, I don't know, but the jokes were funny.
Well, Teddy's just, like, retarded now.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Like, that's just...
Clearly, old age in him don't work well.
But that's what Vince does. If you get old, like, really old,
you're
like,
dumb.
He makes you dumb.
Yeah.
Except
for Vince.
Except for Vince. Right.
I'm still a genius!
Yeah. So Teddy then does his dance, and he makes Sammy and Sonya do it with him, and they all do the Teddy dance.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or are they going to say, and then they all threw up.
Yeah, well, basically. Also backstage, Roman tells Jimmy, you're back for 1 hour, and you already screwed up. Now I got to clean up your mess. And Jimmy tells Roman, first of all, you ain't going to talk to me the way you talk to my brother. And second of all, I ain't nobody's bitch.
Okay.
The B word. I got to say it once a month.
Next up, we have Carmella versus Ruby Riott with Liv Morgan ringside.
Cool.
During the match, Michael Cole said, all the experts say that Ruby Riott has all the tools. So,
Who are the experts?
I don't know.
She never said.
The experts?
Who are you?
Who are you, experts?
Yeah.
I'm an expert.
Did she go on like a shopping spree at Home Depot?
No.
No,
not that I know.
That would get you all the tools.
Maybe that's true. Yeah. So let's see what happens. She has all the tools. Let's see what happens. Okay. So Carmella super kicks Ruby and goes for the pin with her feet on the ropes, but Liv told on her to the ref, and then Carmella kicked Liv, and then Ruby rolled her up. Then Carmella rolls her up. Then Ruby rolls her up, and then Carmella rolls her into the code of silence, and Ruby taps.
Yeah,
tools.
So I guess
you need more than tools.
I guess she needs more tools.
She might have the wrong tools.
Calm down, Tim, the tool man.
Probably.
Yeah.
The wrong tools, not enough tools. Who knows?
She's
but
a tool.
She certainly doesn't have all the tools.
Yeah, no. Clearly.
God. And that's all Liv Morgan does. She's just ringside looking hot. But, yeah, like, that's sure. it.
That's it.
That's all you are.
Yeah.
We're going to have Evolution come back, Eva Marie, and she's going to, like, win the title. But Liv Morgan, you just, you know.
Fuck I'll you. Be here if you need anything.
Yeah.
Anybody need anything?
Right.
Water? No? Vince, I can pretend to suck your dick like Trish did. No?
Okay.
Yeah. Vince is like, yes, let's do that. Oh, God. Back
oh my
here.
God. Make sure you get all of the
poison.
Oh, yeah. Get all the poison.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Bayley. She pays tribute to a bunch of legendary women wrestlers while also saying that she's better than all of them. She mentions Alundra Blaze, Jacqueline, yeah. Lita, Trish Stratus.
There were facts I didn't know.
Yeah. Ivory, Beth Phoenix, Molly Holly. And then finally, Bianca Belair.
Yes.
And she says if Bianca isn't careful, then she's going to end up just like all those other women, not on Bayley's level. So Belair comes out and says, like it or not, I'm living my best life, and it's only going to get better at WrestleMania Backlash. Then Bayley laughs, then tries to attack her, but Belair kicks her ass until Bayley pulls on Belair's earring.
Yeah.
And that's the equalizer.
It is. Yeah.
And then Bayley...
Big earrings.
The Achilles ear. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, that's like, exactly. Yeah,
sure.
And then Bayley hits the rose plan and stands tall, and I'm sure she's going to win at Backlash. So, yeah,
yeah, I mean, she's the longest reigning SmackDown champion.
Right. Yeah,
clear favorite.
Yeah. Backstage, Jay confronts his brother, saying, you think I'm Roman's bitch? And Jimmy says, that's exactly what I think you are. Yeah. It should just be you and me. We're the best tag team here. Jay says he's family, and him being the Universal Champion benefits all of us. And Jimmy just says, like, we should be tag team champions, and walks away. So.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen.
You know what Jay should have said?
Of course it will.
Hey, if you could have just gotten out of that hold, bitch, I wouldn't have had to been in this situation.
Right.
No, yeah.
God.
Yeah.
So next up, we have Rey Mysterio versus Dolph Ziggler. However, Ziggler talks shit to Dominik before the match, saying he's just Rey's kid and doesn't belong in WWE. So Dominik tells his dad, let me face Ziggler. So we got Dolph Ziggler versus Dominik Mysterio with Rey and Robert Roode ringside. And Dominik wins with a roll-up in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Dominik
yeah.
Mysterio beats Dolph Ziggler in like 2 minutes.
Great.
Roll-ups. Pa-ching!
Got it.
Next up, we have Tamina versus Reginald. Michael Cole called this man versus woman, or in this case, woman versus man.
No.
Vince, please. Just please, Vince. Fire. Vince, you fire so many people.
I know.
You fire so many people, Vince.
Fire. You gotta stop, buddy.
This is man versus woman, or in this case, woman versus man.
So,
do you, yes.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Oh, you don't get it?
Can you show your work, please?
Oh, silly you. You don't.
So Reginald's the woman.
I don't even know what I say.
Tamina's the man?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, we're destroying racial stereotypes.
So, yeah, this is all Reginald does. Stereotypes. Yeah, he avoids women. He does a bunch of acrobats to avoid Tamina, but then he dances like an idiot, so Tamina super kicks him. She goes for the world's shittiest splash, but Shayna pushes her off the top rope for the DQ.
You
and
said
then
pusses.
Yes, pusses her with her puss. And then
hits her in the puss.
Nia and Shayna attack Natty and Tamina after the match. Shayna stomps on Tamina's elbow, and then Nia gives her the Samoan drop into the barricade. Yay.
Zero stars.
-5 stars.
Yeah.
That's true. God, we should start doing that for every match, just right. doing star ratings. Next up, we have Big E, Kevin Owens, Nakamura, Street Profits versus Apollo Crews, Sami Zayn, Chad Gable, Otis, and King Corbin.
Yeah, it's like Alistair every time.
During the match, Michael Cole tells us that Montez Ford likes to have fun. I don't know if you guys knew that, but yes, Joe?
My name is Joe, and I also like to party.
Yes, wow.
That's funny, because my name is Slamilton, and I also like
that's
fun.
And I'm Joe, and I like to party. No, you're not Joe.
No.
So everyone gets their shit in, but then Corbin hits Nakamura with the end of days for the win.
Yeah.
Which just seems so random because neither of them are involved in any feud at all.
Right. Or on the new the next pay-per-view.
Right.
Or have been on TV.
Like Vince
so just
gets
like,
the
oh,
paper.
Corbin gets a win.
Vince gets the sheet and he's like, oh, out of these 10 guys, Corbin obviously gets to win. He's the biggest guy, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
They're like, yes, of course, sir.
Get
of
me
course,
my sir. Hat.
He's not in any of the feuds. In a hat. He's not the reason. You know, Sammy's in this match. He was kind of the reason we had it. But
Corbin must just be one of those guys that Vince has a hard-on for a couple months and then loses the hard-on and right. then, like, doesn't care about him. And then, like, a few months go by, and then he's like, oh, King Corbin! And then he has the hard-on again.
Right.
And then it'll go away in a couple months. Because this is what they do with Corbin all the time.
Yeah.
Like, they'll start to build him up, and then they just take a shit on him.
Yeah.
And then he nosedives all the way to the bottom of the card again.
Yeah. Yes. Vince hands him the crown, and he goes, yeah. Oh, we're still doing this?
Right. Exactly.
Of course we are.
Oh, God.
The reigning king!
Please stop. Please. So finally, Roman Reigns comes out with his bitches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sex the bitches.
Okay. He says, this isn't how I thought tonight would go. But then Jimmy Uso comes out and asks his brother, where do you stand? Jimmy reminds Jay of his I Quit match against Roman, where Jay wouldn't say I quit until Roman brought him in the ring and choked him out. Jimmy says, you said I quit for me because you love me. And of course, Jimmy telling us wasn't enough. So then they show us the highlights.
Of course, right. Yeah.
Jimmy tells Roman, if it were me, I would have never said I quit to you no matter what. Reigns tells Jimmy, you're still stuck in the past. Me and your brother moved forward. So fall in line, stand with us, and acknowledge me, or you could take your ass home. And when you turn on the TV, you're going to have to explain to your kids while you're sitting there with them watching the Tribal Chief and the Uso. So Jimmy leaves the ring, but Jay goes out to stop him, and he says, just acknowledge him so we can get back to doing our thing. Yes, Eric?
Question. So Roman decides who's employed and who gets to wrestle?
Yes.
He's the GM.
Well, he basically
That was
is.
The storyline with the match with Jay.
GM
where he
of the
said,
table?
When I beat you, that was like his stipulation.
Yeah.
Was like, if I beat you, you have to fall in line and your whole family has to fall in line or else you're all fired, basically.
Right.
It was the weirdest stipulation you've ever heard, but that was the stipulation.
Right? I mean, in real life, Roman could be like, yeah, I'll talk to Vince. Like, okay. I believe you.
Right, exactly.
I believe you.
Seriously. So, then Cesaro attacks Reigns. Jay runs in to help, but Cesaro clotheslines him and starts kicking him in the corner. So Jimmy gets in the ring to help his brother, but he gets a pop-up uppercut. Then Cesaro gives Jay the neutralizer.
Which Jay fucked up.
Yes, and then he grabs Roman, and he gives Roman the neutralizer to end the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, not a bad ending there. I certainly was surprised that they would let Cesaro, like, stand
Clean
tall.
House, yeah.
Right.
Like, he, like, you know, I was expecting the spear right after he gives Jay the
right.
neutralizer.
Like, immediately Jimmy. He pops up.
He's reading the script, right. like, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I stand tall.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to lose Sunday, huh? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Can we laminate this just so we know this?
Right.
I could show people that this was real.
I want
you know how easily
it.
You beat up all three of these guys?
Yeah.
On Sunday, they're going to murder you.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, yeah, Raw opens with Charlotte Flair, Nia Jax, and Shayna Baszler versus Asuka, Mandy Rose, and Dana Brooke. 6-woman tag.
Top right, like
just
600
Just like I
times.
Like them.
Oh, speaking of Alistair... We didn't get any more story time.
No more story time from Alistair.
No, he's done.
He's done. Yeah,
there's a 35% chance we'll never hear from him again.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll never know how this story ends.
I'll take that bet. I'll bet my money right now. Dollar bets, anyone?
Jeez. Yeah.
So, mid-match, all 6 women get in the ring and start yelling at each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Not fighting.
No.
Yelling.
There's a match going on.
Right.
But instead, they're just getting in the ring to yell at each other.
Yes, women's wrestling.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, come on.
Then all of a sudden, Alexa and her playground magically appear on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alexa says Lily wanted to come out here to keep an eye on someone, and then she laughs.
Mm.
At the end of the match, Shayna randomly hurt and sold her left knee. And then she fell on her right knee, so she fucked that up.
Yep, yep.
And then Asuka hit the Shining Wizard for the win. I thought that was a weird thing to do. That just didn't make sense.
No.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte gave Asuka a big boot right after the match, and then Alexa laughs again. So it's either Asuka or Charlotte, because the other two are in tag teams, and they're not breaking them up anytime soon. And now I'm thinking it's Charlotte.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
You know, because I don't know if you could do this whole program with just Asuka screaming in Japanese, but I think it's Charlotte. They're trying to do the same thing as, like, Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton, you know?
Mm.
Like, Charlotte's the Randy Orton because she beat her a long time ago.
So,
and then Charlotte's gonna set Alexa on fire
at like SummerSlam.
Yeah, and then Lily's gonna realize she doesn't need Alexa.
But what is Alexa? She's probably a heel right now, right?
Right.
Who fucking knows or cares?
Yeah.
Well, then I think it'll be
Lily has her own puppet. That's
friend. But who was the heel in Orton and Bray Wyatt? It was like Bray Wyatt was the face, right?
It was Bray, and then it was Orton. Right,
yeah. That's the thing. Like,
depending on the pay per view,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
none of it makes sense. So,
none of this makes sense.
No. So next up, we have Jeff Hardy. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, that's right. He was on SmackDown, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, who fucking knows? It's been so long.
Yeah.
And he's facing off against Jinder Mahal. Welcome back.
Who are you?
Yes. He's a former WWE champion, guys.
Oh, that guy.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, well, the guy who destroyed Randy Orton in 6 straight pay-per-views?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, bottom right.
I like how the Mahal legend grows. 6 straight pay-per-views. Yeah. No, yeah. Eight years he beat him.
Yeah.
8 years straight.
Right.
Yeah, they main evented WrestleMania, and he beat him in 2 seconds.
In one pay-per-view, he beat Orton, Shinsuke Nakamura, and AJ Styles.
Yes. Yeah. Yikes.
So anyways, Mahal cuts a backstage promo before the match, and he replaced the Singh brothers with 2 big guys named Veer and Shanky.
Smart move.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best way to kiss up.
Wait. You're going to sit there with a straight face
and
tell me that a guy in his stable, his name is Shanky.
Shanky. Yeah.
Shanky.
He originally was supposed to be a part of Retribution, but then Retribution said that name's not stupid enough, believe it or not. So you can't be with us.
It almost makes sense. You're like a prison guy. Right. You have a shank. Yeah,
right.
Right. I know you just made that up, but I totally believe it. 100%.
And
when Vince saw that he upgraded from 2 little guys to 2 big guys, he said,
I love you.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Or maybe he thought like he injected the Singh brothers like with steroids and they turned out to be like 2 Banes or something, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, just go ahead, fill them with poison.
Fill them all with the poison. And then he was like, bottom left?
Bust
a nut.
Yeah. When Vince saw these 2 guys. One of them was a part of Indushare in NXT.
Right. The one who didn't leak the
one that didn't leak
the one who did.
I don't know the difference.
No. Yeah. This is the guy that was the baseball player. I know that.
Okay.
But yeah, he's Veer. The other random guy, Shanky.
When Jinder came back and actually had 2 new guys with him, right? Uh-huh. I was like,
impossible.
Yeah. So apparently this was the same exact match that they had on Main Event last week, and Mahal wins with the Colossus in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff Hardy. See you in AEW real soon.
God.
Right?
Well, maybe. I think he's got a contract. I think he's contracted for another couple
years. He's just a jobber now.
That's it.
He could be champ, but he's a jobber.
Yeah. He'd be champ.
A champ.
Please.
Like
Sheamus is a champ.
Oh, like 24/7 champ?
Yes.
Although that's not even a thing anymore, so.
Right.
Thank God, though.
Because we all know on SmackDown, everyone we want to see champ, we see them get beaten horribly.
Yes. Brutally murdered.
Yeah. Owens, Bryan... Soon to be Cesaro.
Buried.
Absolutely. Next up, we have Randy Orton, Riddle, and The New Day versus AJ Styles, Omos, Elias, and Jackson Ryker.
So many tags.
So many multiple person tags.
Is Vince watching AEW?
Yeah.
Yes. Is he just watching it as he writes the show? And then an 8-man tag!
You know how we just fired everyone?
That's tremendous.
Yeah. Well, can we get everyone on both shows this week in a match?
Yeah.
Yes, we can, Vince.
Right.
Teddy? Any ideas?
Yeah, seriously. So backstage before the match, Riddle, Kingston, and Woods were laughing about Orton getting hit with tomatoes last week.
Bromatoes.
But then Orton walks up and tells Riddle, you know what I think is funny? Ending careers, kicking people in the head, and setting Edge on fire,
yeah.
And getting edged by my wife.
Wow.
Yeah. Also backstage, Elias and Ryker have more tomatoes. And they're planning on getting some tomato revenge again.
Oh, no.
But AJ says, no more tomatoes. Omos grabs a tomato, squishes it with his hand, just like any adult could.
any child.
Most children as
any
well.
Any being. Person can do this. Yeah. This is not impressive. Yeah. And he's like, this is our opponents tonight. And then AJ goes, yeah, we hate tomatoes. And
Hey, Joe.
That's it.
Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The strength.
You're so strong.
Of this, the Hamilton.
This is other podcasts.
Hey, Eric. Hey, Eric. Huh?
Oh. Hey, hold him up.
Test
hold
of strength. Test of strength.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Eric, give me your finger like okay. this. Okay. Ready?
Oh. Oh. Hey, look at that. You missed it.
We're so straight.
Weird. I bent it like so much during our match.
So strong.
I'm surprised it's not broken.
Yeah. Yes, permanently like this now.
Yeah. So so Kingston and Woods during the match, this is you know how they're gonna win this match.
Uh-huh.
Kingston and Woods spin AJ around outside the ring. They just grab his legs and run in circles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That distracts Omos, and then Orton hits Elias with an RKO for the win.
Hey, quit spinning my partner in circles.
Hey, yeah. You know what?
What?
Genius.
Yeah, genius.
It worked.
After the match, Orton gives Kingston and Woods a pair of RKOs.
Yes.
This was so good.
And Riddle's
too.
Devastated. He yells, Randy, how are we ever going to have friends if you keep doing stuff like this?
Dude, I died when he said that. Because now I feel like this is really becoming a thing that I'm really enjoying. Yeah. What are you going to do with Orton right now, right? Because he's literally lost.
Right.
Can't win a title right now. Riddle is kind of getting stupid and like you pair him with like the bully. It's so great.
Yeah.
I'm loving every minute of this.
I mean, it was good because. Like Woods just walked up. He's like, hey, man, you're a good man. And they fucking arcade-o'd him. And then Kofi runs over like, what the fuck? Whoa! Yeah. You
know? Riddle's like, dude, how are we going to make friends, bro?
Yeah, Kofi's shocked that the guy that's, you know, like been involved in his career so much is turning on him again.
Right, I know. Imagine that.
So it reminded me of like Terminator 2 where, you know, John Connor's like, you can't stop killing people.
Yeah.
Right. It's like Riddle, like, stop hurting people.
Or right. like the beginning of the Venom 2 trailer.
That's right.
Don't eat people.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. They should...
Are you watching?
When did it come out?
Yesterday.
No.
Yeah.
You watched it, right?
Of course.
Of course.
Was there some carnage in it?
Oh.
I mean, that's the whole point, yeah.
Wow.
Woody Harrelson is carnage.
Spider-Man.
Well. Yeah.
Well, that was a rumor.
There are some teases.
There was a rumor he was going to be in the first one, too.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so they should just have Orton just be like the T-1000 from now on.
Right.
Like every match they win, and then Orton starts to pour gasoline on them, and Riddle's like, no, stop! Orton, no, Randy, stop! And Orton's just like, gasoline! It's like, no, please, stop, please.
Changes music to that Terminator, like... Dun, yeah. dun, 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 dun.
Right. Yeah. Dun, 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 give him dun, Triple H's entrance from WrestleMania 31.
Yeah, there you go. He comes out like a robot.
Top right.
Top right.
Next up.
And Alexa, Charlotte, and and Sasha are like, what the fuck? How do we get these clothes back on?
Right.
Next up, we have Humberto Carrillo versus Sheamus. What does that mean?
And was it for the title?
No.
Oh.
Oh boy. Yeah. Joe doesn't.
Do we have that bet? Do we have that bet?
No,
right
I just
now?
Make fun of it because it was like, what, 3 years ago when I said he was going to win?
3 years ago.
Was it last summer?
It certainly felt like summer. Yeah, yeah, it was. Jesus.
Wow.
Carrillo couldn't even get the title during COVID.
Right.
So he has no chance now, Joe.
Oh boy.
Well, even more so.
Anyways, Carrillo gave Sheamus a sunset flip powerbomb from the ring to the floor. Which was a mistake because that legitimately hurt Carrillo. Yeah. He immediately looked right into the camera and was like, I'm done. I'm done.
Like, he just laid there, like, with his legs straight, like, not moving.
Where do I signal? Right into the camera?
Yeah.
Hey, crosses. No. I can't wrestle anymore. My leg is broken. It looks like this. Call for help. The cameraman's like, not me, bro, not me.
Yeah. So the ref checks on him and just ends the match.
Yeah.
And, like, the reports that are coming out so far is that, like, it wasn't anything serious.
Okay.
So now we know he'll never be on TV again. Because if, like, Vince is like, oh, you didn't finish the match and you were just, like, had a little bang, you were a little banged up.
Stone Cold broke his neck and finished the match. He was paralyzed and finished the match.
Like, we may never see Humberto Carrillo ever again.
Yeah. Yeah, Stone Cold was, like, paralyzed from, like, the neck down.
And won a match.
His mind
and won a title.
And rolled up.
Yeah.
and won a title.
That might be a bet right now. Do we ever see Humberto Carrillo again? I'll put a dollar on that.
Ooh.
You're speaking my language,
I'll
kid.
Say yes.
I'm just kidding. We'll probably see him again.
Please. That was a good bet. That was a solid, funny
that
bet.
That was not a solid bet.
We're talking dollars, not hundreds.
That's all we have.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Shelton Benjamin versus Cedric Alexander. I believe this is the loser goes to main event forever match.
Loser leaves town match. Yeah, loser leaves town match.
Loser leaves Raw.
Loser leaves TV.
Yeah. So, loser goes to Hulu.
Yeah.
So, Cedric dominates the match, but then he gets too arrogant and starts trash-talking, which allowed Shelton to get up and hit a suplex for the win.
The T-bone exploder.
The two-bone suplex.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's been his finisher forever.
It has?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
It was like his original finisher. Then he started using like Pater.
When have we ever seen it?
I know. Yeah, Pater has been his finisher.
I'm talking about like world's greatest tag team.
Oh, get Shelton, the fuck out of
so
here.
Shelton Benjamin. Even when he first went to Raw like on his own.
Okay, you said it's been his finisher. Well, no, his finisher's Pater now.
We are talking way too long about this match. Next match.
That's like, you know, Dolph Ziggler.
We're going to go in on this. This is, what is it, the Little Caesars upgrade?
No.
No,
that's I not quit. A thing anymore.
Backstage, Angel Garza is having a photo shoot when Drew Gulak walks up. And given what happened last week, you know, Garza shoving and kicking a rose up Gulak's ass.
Right. Asshole.
You'd think Gulak would just attack him. Joe, I don't know if you saw that, by the way.
Yeah, I did.
But Garza took a rose, shoved it up Gulak's ass.
Right.
And then kicked him.
Poor Gabba Gulak.
Right up his asshole.
You know?
Right.
So you think Gulak would be upset, just immediately go attack him, right? Instead, Gulak goes, hey!
Hey,
you!
Guy.
You humiliated me last week.
Yeah.
You shoved a rose right up my asshole.
It's still up there.
It's still up there. I've only gotten half of it out. I can't believe you did that to me.
Yeah, I can't believe we did that. He grabs his hand. Still stinks.
Can't believe you did that to me. I hate you.
Yeah.
And Garza's like, next time I'll shove it up your ass. Or no, all right, I'll shove it down your throat.
I'll shove it in your dick hole.
I'll take it out of your ass and put it down your throat.
Yeah. Oof.
So that's it.
Rough.
They're going to have a rematch at some point, and Gulak's a complete puss.
Can't.
Yeah.
He's got no dick, man.
And he'll lose. He'll lose huge.
He loses his balls and his dick, and his dick and his balls. Next up, we have Asuka versus Rhea Ripley. Thanks to Charlotte Flair for suggesting this match to Sony Deville.
Yeah.
Charlotte also came out mid-match to join commentary. She has brief face-to-face altercations with both women. And then Rhea beats Asuka with the Riptide. Clean.
Yeah.
Clean.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Great.
Love it.
Next up, we have John Morrison versus Damian Priest. Winner gets to pick the stipulation for Miz versus Damian Priest at WrestleMania Backlash.
Of course.
Top left.
Again.
This match happened last week.
That's right. Sorry. Again. Sorry.
Thank you.
Again. Good God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So anyways, Miz interferes multiple times, but Priest still wins with Hit the Lights.
Yeah, man.
Miz attacks Priest and goes for the skull-crushing finale, but Priest gets out of it, and Miz runs up the ramp. So Priest picks up Morrison and hits the lights again. Mm. And then backstage, Priest tells Adam Pearce that his match against The Miz will be a lumberjack match.
And Miz don't do well in those.
No.
No.
No, yes, that's right. The Bobby Lashley one.
Yep.
Fucking, he's done.
Fucking, fuck.
Next up, we have Eva Marie is coming. First, they showed the same car promo from last week.
Yep.
And then this time, she's in the middle of a photo shoot cutting a promo.
Yeah.
The evolution is coming soon.
I'm sure you guys went into this last week, but why bring her back? She was always horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Just
no.
Hot as fuck.
She's just hot. That's all she has going for her, is that she's hot. And like how many, I want to know like how many takes they took. Like how many takes did it take for her to get all those words out?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, all right, take 50. Action, please. Just say the evolution is coming.
I hear she was hired in March, so that's
yeah, March of 2020. So it's taken a fucking year.
Her contract's almost up. We heard almost
like
have it.
We heard like 6, 7, 8 months ago that she was signed.
Yeah,
it's been forever.
Yep.
So the evolution's coming.
Evolution sounds like Emelina to me.
Oh yeah, you think? It sounds like a few women wrestlers lately.
Yeah. Sounds like we might never see this.
That's right. Next up, we have the main event. Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, we're on six. Six agains.
Earlier in the show, MVP propositions Braun Strowman to take out Drew McIntyre, so there won't be a triple threat match at WrestleMania Backlash, just like he did to Drew last week.
Yep.
So McIntyre hits the Claymore, but then Braun Strowman comes out and gives Drew a running power slam for the DQ. Then Braun helps Lashley up. Lashley gives him a hug, but then Braun gives him a running power slam. Then Braun gives Drew another running power slam. MVP tries to hit Braun with his cane, but Braun grabs it from him. And then he picks up Lashley, and he gives him a running slam back through the barricade.
Yeah.
And then Braun goes back in the ring. Can you guess what he does next?
I am choke slam. Real.
No. He gives Drew a third running power slam, five running power slams in total.
Yeah. Does that count on the thing as again?
Oh, you want to put six more of those?
Yeah. Yes.
Five more?
Yeah.
You get a power slam, and then you get
two. And he rips more power off his slams. Shirt. He pulls a Hogan.
Yeah. So right. There you go. Yeah. That's the end of Raw.
Wow, I'm so excited for that match now.
Can't wait. Yeah. Can't wait. Oh, wait.
So what was the stipulation? Hold on. What did he try to get Braun to do in that match? What did MVP want him to do?
Murder McIntyre.
But was it already a triple threat?
Yeah.
Before the Drew match?
Yes.
This was just a tune-up match for Drew and Lashley? Right before?
Mm-hmm.
Take him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he took out both of them.
Took them out.
But they'll both be fine. Don't worry.
They'll be fine.
All right. Let's get to awards.
All right.
Yep.
Who is your worst dressed?
Michael Cole. Denim Dan.
Oh, man. That's a good one.
I had Bailey.
Really?
Yes.
I had Nia Jax.
Okay. Best dressed?
Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee. All right. Eric had a full chub for McAfee.
I mean, the blue suit with the classic logo. He looked like Vince back in the day.
He said that.
That's what he was going for.
Yeah, I know.
And Eric gave Eric a full chub.
Nice.
Full chub. Even more so than Liv Morgan.
Yes.
In leather.
Yes.
That looked good. I had Charlotte when she came out in the all black onesie.
Yeah.
It was pretty hot.
All right.
Looking good, Char.
Yeah.
Except for the whole face. Then you look at the face, and then it's a whole different story.
Yeah.
Worst acting.
I had Alexa Bliss.
Oh, man.
I had Michael Cole.
Another good one.
Michael Cole, just saying stupid shit the whole night.
Yeah. I had Bailey. Yeah, all good choices.
Best acting.
I had Heyman. I liked Heyman.
He spoke? Oh, yeah, he did.
He gave
briefly.
You googly.
So Heyman going, dang!
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It was funny.
No one was great. I put Seth Rollins.
Okay.
I had Corey Graves. Some of the things he said were decent.
Yeah.
Worst comment.
Men versus woman or woman versus man?
Yep.
That's what I had. Sweep it.
Sweep it.
Best comment?
All the things that Randy Orton found funny.
So
like,
nothing.
I like kicking people in the head and setting people on fire.
That was fine, yeah. I had the dude, how are we going to have friends now?
That,
I love
that. That was good.
Sure. Why not? Worst match?
Tamina versus Reginald.
That is correct.
All right.
Super slow-mo.
10-man tag?
Yeah. I mean, there were so many of those. You could pick any of them, really.
Any of the multi-tags.
Yeah.
I'll go with the six-woman tag.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I had.
Because most of them were slow-mo workers.
Uh-huh.
Best match.
Correct. Correct.
Joe? All right. Sweep All right. it.
Hold on. What about... Good timing.
I need a real buzzer. Worst move.
Jay botching that neutralizer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had Kofi and Woods just spinning AJ around.
Yeah.
That's pretty dumb. Best move?
Back-to-back New Day RKOs. Because they're just kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah. Did you see the stunner on Apollo? His what he did after he got stunned?
Mm-mm.
He jumped like 4 feet in the air and then fell over. So I was like,
he
nice
pulled
job.
Scott Hall.
Nice sell. He did. It was really good.
Yeah.
Go watch it again.
I'll take the neutralizer to Roman.
Okay.
Worst moment or segment?
6,000 power slams.
At the very, very end, did you see the close-up on Braun's face? He had a giant snot from here to his mouth.
Every week.
So
almost.
I put that.
Disgusting.
I put that as my worst moment.
It always looks like he just blew someone and just couldn't swallow it all.
God.
Yeah.
Now all I can think of is a hot tub time machine. When Craig Robinson's character passes out, when he's about to get blown by his friend.
Oh, yeah.
And then he put all the soap all over his face. He's like, what? Did I miss a spot?
Hey, there he is.
Yeah.
Best moment?
The eulogy of Daniel Bryan, I guess.
I had Cesaro on, at the end of SmackDown, just being on top.
I had not.
Nothing. Fair enough. Yeah. All right, breaking news. So John Cena has created a new show for Peacock. Cock. It's going to be on the cock.
Jesus.
And it's called WWE Evil. The docuseries will be an entertaining psychological expose into the minds of the most diabolical antagonists in WWE history. Cena is an executive producer on the show, but he will also be narrating every episode.
Right. Let's have a show, WWE Evil.
Yeah.
And let's have the most face guy ever host.
That's right. Yes.
Like, come on.
Right.
Yeah.
You couldn't find one bad guy.
And then, here's Vince. So what? It's just going to be like, okay, this week's episode is Vince McMahon. Oh, look at all the evil things he did. Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Bye.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be the whole show. Remember this?
Remember?
They should just remember this?
Yeah.
What about this? Yeah. How about this?
You remember?
And this?
What you got?
Let me see. The only thing I had was that the new episode of Broken Skull Ranch Sessions.
Yes.
Broken Skull Sessions film, and The Godfather is going to be the guest this time.
Okay.
So that should be kind of interesting because he's been around a while.
Yeah.
He was part of Undertaker's BSK group.
Yeah.
So, they always went out and fucking partied.
Sure. All right, on to rumors.
Yeah.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Ringside News reported that Becky Lynch has signed a new contract with WWE. Everyone's speculating, when is she going to be coming back? There was also an Instagram post of some gym, and it shows her like working out in the background. So
that's all she does.
But of course, like, she's an athlete, right? She's gonna be working out regardless. So
yeah,
hopefully she comes back soon. Ringside News also reported that Mia Yim was set to debut on SmackDown, but she was pulled for time. Ooh, sorry.
Oh no,
for time?
Yeah.
Wow.
We don't have time.
Like. Yeah. That's interesting. Like,
Roman was on the show 45 minutes.
She got Matt Damon's.
Right.
Sorry, we ran out of time.
Apologies to Matt Damon.
You got anything, Eric?
No, not really.
Alrighty then. Trivia time.
Trivia time. So apparently Randy Orton's really good at tag teams.
Yes.
On Raw. Like, he always wins.
Uh-huh.
So his last loss, I'm actually going to tell you, was in 2015.
As a tag team.
In a tag team. His last loss in a 2-on-2 tag team. In a 2-on-2 specifically tag team. His last loss was against the New Day on October 12th of 2015. Who was his partner?
Seth Rollins.
Oh, no.
No?
Good guess.
Damn. Okay.
Good guess.
Eric, would you like a turn? Because I have another guess.
Kane?
You're so confident. I thought you had it. No, these are good. Right, he was kind of with them back
then. Big Show, so not any of the corporations.
None of those.
Or the authorities.
None of those.
None of the authorities.
I'll give you a hint.
Roman.
Well, actually, I don't know if that's a good hint. No. It's funny.
Did he fight Roman at that SummerSlam? I think.
It's interesting. It doesn't really make sense. But it's a big star. Especially back then.
2015.
Sheamus?
And you've hovered around his name, which is kind of funny.
You said his name?
No.
Oh.
Dean
Ambrose?
Yeah, Dean Ambrose. Okay. That's interesting. Like, Dean and Randy Orton.
Versus
right?
The New Day.
Were they, I guess they were heels? But I don't think Dean was a heel back then. Yeah.
In 2015, New Day?
Yeah.
They were
well,
heels?
Well, I mean, they could have all been
or
faces.
Or they were faces?
No, the New Day were heels.
Yeah.
In 2015.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Ambrose and Orton. Like, no, yeah. New Day were heels then, yeah. Because they debuted late 2014, something like that, late 2015, or early 2015.
Probably, right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when they were bad guys.
Bad. But, bad
to the all right, fan questions.
Let's go.
Joe's pumped. He can't,
let's go.
He can't wait
I
for
think
this
is going to be great today. Let's see if the fans...
This one is a roll-up update from Minnesota Nice. He's been keeping track. The counts are Raw and SmackDown have 10.
Uh-huh.
NXT has 2, and AEW has 1. So
all
that's
right.
Where the counts are right now.
Clearly, WWE's winning.
Sean Paul McCann, if you consider that winning. Sean Paul McCann, could you see Daniel Bryan in AEW soon?
No.
I think he's re-signing, and
yeah.
He's got to be going NXT like we talked about.
That'd be great.
all those dream matches you
best
can think
for
of.
Business.
Daniel Bryan versus Gargano, Ciampa,
right. NXT,
Balor.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Well,
what the fuck is he going to do?
His size would be perfect there.
What the
He'd be a big man.
What is he going to do on Raw? Just feud with people he's already feuded with?
Right.
I want those dream matches against Gargano and Balor and shit.
Does he win the title someday then?
Nah.
No.
Doesn't need to.
Nah.
He keeps saying like he's almost done. So maybe he's got a year or two left, you know?
Right.
Go put over some, you know,
younger
NXT
talent.
Guys.
Yeah.
Gargano versus Bryan? My God.
Okay.
Could you imagine? Gem. Kyle Foxton, I hate when people say that WWE just recycles ideas. Take this Eva Marie sexy model gimmick. I love it. Even more than I did for Carmella, and before that Liv Morgan, and before that Mandy Rose, and before that Lana, and before that Emma.
Yeah.
And before that, Eva Marie.
All red everything, Eva Marie. And then she comes up, Eva Marie was stuck in traffic and can no longer compete.
Yeah.
And then there was a time where her bra came off, or her, you know, her top.
Yeah.
Oh, her tits have been exposed and she can no longer compete. Unless this was 1998, where she would only be allowed to compete without her top on.
She has like the Sable handprints.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So
that's what very hot in his pants.
She was just born too late. That's all Eva Marie's problem is. She would have been the biggest female star in 1998.
For sure.
Yeah. My God. She'd be in the Hall of Fame. Like Tori Wilson.
She would have been on the Playboy cover, you know?
Sure. For sure.
Alan Kimmett, it feels weird to say this, but can Jinder Mahal be a beacon of light in the steaming pile of shit that is WWE right now? No, he's just right in the middle.
Right.
Right.
Of the he's just another kernel of corn on the shit Sunday.
Right. People look back on his title reign now as if it was like this amazing thing. It's like, no, it wasn't. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, whatever. He ended up being okay because the Singh brothers were fun. But, like, you know, ultimately, no, it was nothing. Right. It was nothing good. Carlos Ramirez, Push Fire Barry game shows. Family Feud, Wheel of Fortune, Price is Right. So Push Price is Right. That's easy. Hmm. That's obvious. Barry, Family Feud, and Fire Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, I like that.
It's just a spelling show.
Right. Who the fuck wants to spell?
Can't argue that logic.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Jirov Doshi, can the next bracket be on something bad / worst? The worst promo bracket was awesome.
Well, yeah,
what other
those
worst
are fun.
Things can we do?
Nothing's
going to be as good as that, though.
I think I had a worst written down.
Worst gimmick?
Well, that's easy, too.
All right, now that's something else.
All right.
Here we go. So let's see. I had
worst gimmick
written down.
Worst feuds?
God. That just sounds depressing.
Worst heel or face turns.
Yeah.
I bet we can come up with some good ones, thanks to the internets.
Right. El Rey, PJ Perez, how long until you think they make Lily an actual person and they win the tag titles?
Oh God.
Yeah.
That's probably happening now. 2 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Austin McLagan, remember the possible future Hall of Famer Jeff Hardy? Because WWE sure doesn't care to remember.
No. Bottom right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Crystal Methodist, what did you guys think of the Brian Pillman Dark Side of the Ring episode? Thought it was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Might have been their best one. Like,
right.
The Benoit and Owen Hart ones, they just hit so hard.
You guys watched both?
Yes.
I haven't seen the second part yet.
I was talking about it with my friend Josh last night. And
oh, your friend Josh?
Yeah. Huh?
Josh Reese?
No.
No, okay.
No.
I heard you guys, I mean, there was the big thing on the show on the NXT W recap where the beef was squashed because you sent him that text message.
You apologized.
And everything.
I mean, I don't know what text message he got, but
no, he got your text message, Eric.
If he says it's squashed, then sure,
it's okay, Eric.
If he's like, you know what, I got punched in the face.
You don't want to admit
it's fine
here, but yeah, you sent the text. Everything's cool now. Anyways, go ahead. What were you saying?
So anyway, with my other friend Joshua.
Mm.
So we were talking about how just crazy the production value has consistently gotten better on this show.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, like you look at season one, then you look at season two, and now like season three, I mean, they just came right out the gate. And
you forget, like you've really, like he was so good on the mic.
I really loved
his crazy persona.
Right.
Like you just look at him and you're like, oh, that's Dean. That's what Dean was going for.
Yeah.
Like Dean Ambrose. That was basically like a watered down version of Brian Pillman.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, he was great.
and the lunatic fringe.
The star of that. The star of that episode is his football coach who got him into wrestling.
Yes.
That guy was hilarious.
Oh my God.
He was so vulgar and raunchy. Right. And
it was like his strength training coach.
Yeah. They're like, what's your opinion of Vince McMahon? He goes, what do you do with a whore? You fuck her. He just looked right in the camera like he was 100% serious saying that.
It was hilarious. Oh my gosh.
Jimmy Scooter, how would you like Alexa to use her mind powers on you?
Depends.
Interesting.
If it's like you know, you're going to be putting this water bottle up your butt sideways, no.
Yeah, please don't.
What?
But if I if I must.
Well.
This is from That Dog Has a Puffy Tail. Can Andrew tell us the story of how he met Rhea Ripley? Sure. So not everyone might have not have heard this, but yeah.
Seriously?
I was at TakeOver New York, and Rhea Ripley walked by. And then Eric was like, oh, she winked at me. She winked at me. And I was like, no, you idiot. She's clearly winking at me. Because no, I'm just
kidding. I hate your face.
Justin Stewart, Pushfire Barry, Charlotte's old face, Charlotte's new face, 2018, Charlotte's current face. We have to clearly push the old face. That's the one that has the least amount of injections and surgeries.
I want to bury the newest face.
Okay.
Yeah.
In
deep. Deep down in my balls.
Wow. Yeah. Rito, I'm going to Houston in July. Can I sleep over? We can wrestle, eat pizza, and cuddle puddle. Yeah, so Joe's got plenty of room.
That's a serious question.
Joe's got plenty of room, Rito. Don't make fun of this.
It's a serious question.
Hey, Rito, let us know exactly when you're coming in July so we could double lock our doors. And yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Put
not it.
Under the doors. Not it.
Oh.
It. Not it. Oh, too late. Stay in Josh's.
Rito's like, I'll pass.
Yeah, right. Net, flight canceled.
Yeah. Jake Baker, Pushfire Barry, other match stipulations. Better at keeping people in the ring than a lame lumberjack match. Steel cage, Hell in a Cell, Punjabi prison. I mean, push Hell in a Cell, Barry, Punjabi prison, and fire steel cage. No one kills. No one keeps anyone in, you know, steel cage match. Come on.
Like, now you can do pins and submissions and, you know, walk out the front. It's not what it was.
Yeah. Kev Griffin, longtime listener, first time patron. I just want to say you guys are the best wrestling podcast on the planet. Facts. Also, I've seen Dark Side of the Ring and A&E are doing shows on The Ultimate Warrior. Do you think A&E is going to totally leave out the homophobic garbage water human being that he actually was?
Wow.
Doubtful.
They'll probably leave that out.
Well, this is the same company that also produced a DVD called The Self-Destruction of the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
And but they just dug him through the dirt, and then when they got on good terms, they're like, we fucking love this guy.
Yeah, this probably will
this guy's great.
A puff piece, because they also employ his wife.
Right, yeah.
For whatever reasons we do not know.
Yeah.
Is she still a writer? Because it sure shows it on the show.
Right.
Sure.
I remember that when she got hired to be a writer, and then she went on Twitter to defend herself, talking about how when she was a kid, she would write stories in her journal. Wow. Well, everyone did that, dummy. Yeah. It was called school. Right. We all had to write stories, you dumb.
It was called fucking English class, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we all had to do it.
Oh, that's it? There you go.
We all had to do it.
She has a GED. There you go. You could be a writer now on wrestling.
Yeah.
Keith Hoffman, I thought about this Monday. We all wanted Roman to be a badass.
Right. Yeah.
Destroy everyone on his own. Heel champ. Bobby Lashley could have been the heel champ with a cool stable that they broke up for nothing, so they gave Roman a shit group, not a true stable, then took Lashley's away when it was already over. I just don't fucking understand WWE's rationale.
Neither
we do
we.
We do not. What's wrong with
that's
wrestling?
Why you're listening
that's
to
why
the show.
We're still here.
Yeah.
And we're never leaving. Nick Ryder, who is the biggest backstabber, KO, Austin, or Orton?
Oh,
I'd say Orton.
Yeah.
Orton's...
For sure.
Literally murdered everyone he's ever met.
Yeah.
That
look at the tag match this week.
Yes.
You know.
Joe Martin, in your opinion, what's the least effective move in wrestling? For me, it's got to be either the Bronco Buster or the world's shittiest splash by Tamina. So, like...
The Worm? The Caterpillar?
Any move that has pre-move
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Pre-move.
Well, Dory Wilson does the Bronco Buster, I've got pre-something. So,
oh, yeah.
Depending on who does the Bronco Buster, it could be very effective.
Very effective.
Tori Wilson doing the Bronco Buster.
If you're trying to get me there.
Yeah.
And to embarrass me.
Yes.
It worked.
Pretty effective. St. Mantoots, when you count points on the scorecards, do you count the entire segment or just what happens bell to bell? So, it depends.
Mantoots?
St. Mantoots, that's his name.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, if it says, and if it says how many people interfere, that's only during the match.
Right, from
bell to bell. But if there's something like, does this person do something, then, like, yeah, it just depends, really. But you can figure it out. Yeah. Make your own rules if you want. Rive, out of all the WWE superstars, Charlotte Flair looks like her figurine the most because they're both made of plastic. Boom.
Good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
Jason Claver, update number 18. Peacock has Nitro now, and it's pretty close to having all the old pay-per-views. But the current product is turning me off from wrestling recently. Mm. I've been binging Marvel, DC stuff, so I'll just throw a random question out there. Pushfireberry tag teams, The Rock and The Thing.
Okay.
These are wrestlers with superheroes.
Oh.
The Rock and The Thing.
Rock and Rock connection.
Yep.
Roman Reigns and Aquaman, because they look, you know.
The Jason Momoa one.
Right. And John Cena and Superman.
Oh, jeez. Mm. Like, unless you never want to see the tag titles change hands, then, you know, that's, so I guess fire.
I mean, John Cena and Superman will be the longest reigning tag team of all time until, you know, Superman turns on Cena, because Cena can never turn heel. And then, you know, like, Cena beats Superman clean.
Clean. Kick out.
It's probably in that order.
Rock and Thing.
And then Reigns and Aquaman would be kind of fun.
Fire them.
Bury.
You think them?
Yeah.
Okay.
What cool promos are they
going to So we're burying cut? Cena, Superman?
Yeah.
True.
Mark Saltz. Jimmy Uso's super kick can knock Seth Rollins down, but two super kicks from Kevin Owens doesn't knock Otis down. Make it make sense.
No.
We can't, Mark. We just can't.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. So sorry.
I saw someone was like on Twitter talking about how it's stupid that, like, yeah, you could do a bunch of super kicks in a match and it doesn't, and then, like, oh, and then all of a sudden, oh, the 12th super kick wins or something like that.
Right.
And Meltzer's like, well, have you ever seen a UFC fight? You know, like, they'll punch each other 30 times and then there's one punch that finishes them off. And it's like, yeah, but
those are real.
And if you actually super kick someone, get a clean super kick on someone in a UFC fight, it will be over.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
Like, right on the neck, like, underneath the jaw.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
like, that's the thing.
You're done, son.
A straight-on super kick, it'd be over. That's right. Why it's stupid.
Yeah.
Matt Hansen, not wrestling-related. How are you guys doing? How's life been? How's life, guys?
Good. New job's going well. Pretty happy here.
Yeah. Job's going good. Getting on an airplane here in a couple
Eric's
weeks.
Living in 1997.
Well, you know,
I'm good here.
The Booker T...
Yeah,
you know, so
that was good too.
That was a good one.
Jason Dearham, do you think if Vince sees footage of what Rhea Ripley used to look like, he'd make her grow her hair again and then come out looking like the third member of Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke's team?
Oh no!
I mean,
yes.
Bottom left
asking. Yeah. Then the answer is yes.
Bust a nut! Bust a nut!
Oh, yeah. Oh! Jeez, he did that second bust on his own.
Well,
Eric, is the real reason you guys like Kevin Owens is because he looks like Andrew? Yep, that's it. He's not talented at all.
Yeah, weird question.
I just have a beard and, like, I do my hair the same, and everyone says I look like Kevin Owens.
Well, it's literally on our theme song.
That's true. So, Dan Hankinson, what's your biggest wrestling related regret? Mine is not getting to watch NXT until late 2019. I might say that too, like, not watching NXT sooner because I started in like 2016.
I started before that.
Jesus. Sure,
I'll go with that. I don't know.
Well, never seeing Shawn Michaels wrestle in person.
There you go.
I never got to see that. I got to see him beat up the League of Nations, you know?
Right.
So that was not bad.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Probably not going to WrestleMania 30. That would have been a cool live one, you know?
Like, WrestleMania 25 was in Houston. Me and Joe didn't even think about going, and that was Taker, Shawn.
That
should have went there for that.
You really? I don't know.
We just weren't that into it then. We still went to beat-ups to watch it, though.
Right.
And, like, you know, that match might have, like, brought us back. at that time.
I'm sorry.
Because it was so good.
Yeah. And then from there, it was all downhill.
Exactly. Because Sean retired. That was it.
He's that's done. Right. So wrestling was done.
Well, next year.
Wrestling's done when Sean's done.
Yeah.
Until he came back 8 years later at Saudi Mania. Oh, God, no. Why did I bring that up? All right. Now it is time for WrestleMania Backlash predictions.
All right.
Oh, God. We got six matches so far on the card with...
I don't have the soundboard.
No, can you hand me my my prize?
No. All right. Andrew? What?
Okay, so our first match, we have Damian Priest versus The Miz in the Lumberjack match. Who do you got?
This will be the first time we have all of our predictions the same.
Exactly the same.
That's the same.
So I've got Priest with a pin.
Yep, Priest with a pin.
Priest with a pin. Over under 20 Lumberjacks.
That's a good number. That's a very good number. Five guys per side, let's say.
Right, yeah.
But I'm going to go under. I don't know if they have
that
many guys.
I also went under.
I'm going to say over.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. SmackDown Tag Team Championships. The Dirty Dogs versus Rey and Dominic Mysterio.
I've got the Dirty Dogs.
Okay.
I think the only chance to have a title change hands is this match. And they kind of made a mention to say they're trying to become the first father-son in history to become tag champs. And why keep it on the Dirty Dogs? Like, why? Who cares? Yeah. So I'm going to go Rey and Dominic. They might even lose them the next night or whatever on SmackDown.
I think it's going to be Rey and Dominic because I think the Usos are getting those titles soon. So they got to beat babyfaces.
True.
I have Dominic pinning Rude.
I have Dominic pinning Ziggler.
I've got Ziggler pinning Dominic.
All right.
How many people interfere?
None.
Zero. Raw Women's Championship, Rhea Ripley versus Asuka versus Charlotte.
In who unison.
Ripley, Charlotte, Flair. Oh, he did it again.
Look at my glasses.
Nice.
He came down on my face.
Perfection.
Wow, that was... Yeah, I did it. Let's see.
He would have learned his lesson the first
time. I wasn't even fidgeting with it. Eric touched this glass. He was probably messing with it when I wasn't
here.
I set him
up. You set him up.
You son of a bitch.
He loosened it.
Actually, technically, Josh was the last one to touch it, so...
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I have Ripley.
We all have Ripley. Yeah.
Ripley with a pin.
Pinning Asuka.
I have Ripley pinning Charlotte.
Really?
You fucking idiot.
How many people interfere?
None. One.
Oh.
Who's that?
Who?
Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, I have Alexa interfering and causing Charlotte. That's why I have Charlotte getting pinned.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
SmackDown Women's Championship, Bianca Belair versus Bayley.
I have Bianca with a pin.
Yeah.
Bianca with a pin. How many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero. Does Bianca hair whip Bayley?
Yes.
It's kind of her thing, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, she hasn't done it. She did it to Sasha, and that was like the first time she like did it in like forever.
Yeah.
But I also put yes. I think that's going to be like her thing, like... Oh, look, you have a mark. You have a mark. These are all my victims. They're all marked.
Right, yeah.
As a face. All right.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. WWE Championship, Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre versus Braun Strowman.
I have Lashley pinning Braun.
Me too.
Sweep it.
All right.
How many people interfere?
One.
I put two just in case Mason T-Bar, you know, just in case like a bird, like, flies out to the arena.
Saber-tooth tiger.
Or, like, maybe even, like, a porcupine show up, and they'll be like, porcupines!
That's
birds! And then they'll go run out and interfere, because they saw a bird!
Right.
Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus Cesaro.
If you pick Cesaro
and you get it right, you win the title.
Yeah.
You win.
Right, so knowing that, I picked Roman Reigns.
Okay, I also picked Roman Reigns.
Reigns.
Submission.
Does Cesaro give Reigns the UFO?
I put no.
I did not score it. Give me 1 second. That's the one where he does like, it's like over his neck.
Yes. Yeah.
And he puts his hands on his head.
Just watch the SmackDown after WrestleMania. They'll explain it to you 6 times.
Well, when I dip, you dip.
I'm going to say no. He's kind of a big guy.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
How many people interfere?
Dose.
Two.
Does Jimmy help Reigns?
Sure.
Yes.
Any surprise appearances?
I put none.
I put Lesnar. If they're going to set up SummerSlam, this probably be a good place to do it.
I put Becky Lynch.
No.
You know, we'll see. Right. Probably none of that.
Right. Yeah.
What's the opening match? Pretty sure doesn't count.
I put Roman Reigns versus Cesaro.
Really?
Like if they'll do a championship first, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. I have the SmackDown Women's.
Me too.
Okay.
What's the main event?
WWE title.
I put the Universal.
Okay. Same. I put Reigns and Cesaro. Predict a match that hasn't been announced yet.
Big E versus Sammy versus Owens versus Cruz.
That's what I put.
Why specifically that?
Because all four of them are involved in the IC thing right now.
They'll do a four-way for the title and just announce that last minute?
Of course.
Because they don't ever do that.
Absolutely.
I have RK-Bro versus New Day.
Okay. So just a tag match.
So just go ahead and put 0 points there.
They're not doing that big of a match on like the pre-show or something.
No, they'll add it to the fucking card.
I don't know about that.
And they'll put fucking the SmackDown tag team on the pre-show.
That'll be the match of the night, and we haven't even announced it yet.
Right. For sure.
Does the announce table break?
I put no.
I put yes.
I put yes.
It's a lot of breaking lately.
It's got to happen in Braun and McIntyre and Lashley. Nah,
they'll break.
Like they'll do a stomp in the ring and the table will just fall apart.
Right. Yeah.
Lock of the century.
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
That was boring. I decided to have some fun with it. I put Belair. She's not losing. Come on.
Okay.
Fair enough.
She's definitely not. I could see like Cesaro winning by DQ or some bullshit.
Sure.
I can't
like
see.
Jimmy turns and then they start a whole thing.
Yeah. Who knows?
Oh, God.
Then it'll be the first match.
Good job. Probably not. But you know what I'm saying.
All right.
All right. There you go. I'm going to win the title from Eric and be Andy Two Belts again. It's going to be
so
fun.
So weird because I'm going to retain my title. And
even if you do, you'll be Eric One Belt.
Okay.
If I win, I'm Andy Two Belts.
We all have
Joe Andy, has no chance. So
you're Andy. You'd be Andy One Belt.
I have no chance
if
of
I
what?
Win.
Of winning.
Oh. Right now, we're all people One Belt.
That's true.
People One Belt.
Joey One Belt.
Yeah.
Eric One Belt. Andy One Belt. It's not as catchy, no.
No.
So anyways, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling1999. And become a supporter of the show. We got pay-per-view recaps like WrestleMania Backlash coming up this Sunday. We got all the brackets, you know. All that good stuff. Yeah. Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Go check it out.
Yeah.
And we'll see you after WrestleMania Backlash.
Ooh, yeah. Dig it!
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling?